各位听众，现在播送流行美语。今天 Michael 提前下班，在路上碰到了李华。李华会学到两个常用语 ：to slack off 和 pee on。
Hey, Michael, 你今天怎么这么早就下班啦
？Well, this is the holiday season, so everyone at work is slacking off. No one minds if I leave early.
Oh, 你说是因为过节早下班没人会介意，而且办公室里每个人都在 slacking off， 那是做什么啊？
I said everyone is slacking off. To slack off means just the opposite of being busy. To slack off means to not work hard.
Oh, to slack off 的意思呢和努力工作刚好相反。哎，我懂了，你是说因为过节，所以同事们都比较放松。Everyone at work is slacking off. 哎，可是 Michael。你自作主张提前下班，是不是有一点太 slack off 了呢
？Oh, I certainly don't worry about it, because I noticed even my boss is slacking off. He left even earlier than I did.
哈？你们老板比你走的还要早啊？看来他比你更加 slack off。嗯，说的也是哦，马上就要新年了，连我啊也觉得挺懒散，什么事都不想做。
Ah, that's okay. You're on vacation. You have very good reasons to be slacking off.
虽然说是放假，可是我本来打算啊，利用假期多读些英文书。我要是这么懒散，恐怕连一本书也读不完喽。
I wish it were holiday all the time, so I could always slack off.
什么？你想每天都放假，那你就可以老这么轻松的啦。Hey, Michael, 我们中文里常说一张一弛 slack off 一段时间以后你就应该努力工作啦。
Maybe you're right. Sometimes after slacking off during a holiday or vacation, we do feel refreshed and ready to get back to work again.
也是哦，适当放松一下，工作起来啊会更带劲儿。哎，新年快到了，我啊确实应该 slack off for a couple days。可是如果 slack off 的时间太长了，我心里就会觉得不安。哎 ，Michael， 你提早下班，万一公司有什么要紧事，你不担心同事会找你吗
？Oh, don't worry about that. I'm not that important. I'm just a peon where I work.
啊，你是什么 ？A peon？ 那是什么啊？
I said I am a peon. The word peon originally meant someone who did manual labor in order to pay off a debt. These days, though, people use peon to refer to an unimportant person at work who performs a simple task.
Oh, peon 这个词原来是指为了还债而做苦工的人。现在呢，大家用这个词来指那些在公司里做简单工作、地位啊比较低的雇员。Oh, come on, Michael, 你怎么能说自己在公司不重要呢
？No, I'm just a peon at my workplace. Anyone could do my job.
要是谁都能做你工作，那恐怕真是一个 peon 了。哎，中文系的李教授啊，常常对我们说，你要不好好干，好多人都等着这个位子呢。看来啊，我才是一个真正的 peon 呢。
Well, maybe you are easy to replace, but that's no reason for you to feel like a peon.
你说的对，我啊不应该自己觉得我做的工作不重要。而且想想看，我们大学校长或是你们公司老板，恐怕当年也做过好一段时间的 peon 呢。
今天李华学到了两个常用语，一个是 to slack off， 意思是松懈、懒散；另一个是 peon， 指在工作单位做简单工作的人，也就是所谓的小土豆。